Today you've joined hundreds of established and emerging writers who are discovering ways to reach their writing goals and have fun by being more curious, creative, and productive. You're listening to Ann Croker, Writing Coach. This is episode 97, How a Simple Comma Can Save a Life. Now that we're getting down to later order concerns and thinking about our work at the detail level, I thought we might talk some more about punctuation. We've already covered the serial comma, also known as the Oxford comma. I thought we could cover yet another comma, the direct address comma. The direct address comma will be review for many listeners, but it's a fun one to offer as a refresher. Friends, we cannot neglect this comma or leave it out of our stable of punctuation. With it, we save lives. Without it, the unthinkable can happen. What do you mean, Anne? This comma offers clarity in its own way, and you can lock in its purpose with the now infamous phrase, "Let's eat, comma, Grandpa." The comma after the word eat is the direct address comma. With the comma, I'm directly addressing Grandpa, issuing an invitation for Grandpa to join us for dinner. Without the comma, Grandpa is dinner. Some people have been advised to read their work aloud, and wherever they pause is a good place to add a comma. And this rule helps a little, but sometimes we don't pause when we say things. I don't think I'd naturally pause when calling out to Grandpa to let him know that the table is set. I think I'd just say it quickly, and my ear would tell me no comma is necessary. Let's eat, Grandpa! In print, though, it is needed. I mean, obviously, we will get some context clues. The sentences preceding and following that sentence will help us understand that this is not a story about cannibalism. But to avoid giggles and possible confusion or horror, it's best to include the direct address comma whenever it's needed. So here's a quick review. If the name of the person you're addressing launches the sentence, the comma follows the name. Nancy, comma, bring your computer tonight so we can work on our book together. When the name falls in the middle of the sentence, surround the name with commas. If you insist on writing that memoir, comma, Sam, comma, at least change my name and hair color. And if the name falls at the end of the sentence, you need one comma preceding it. I would love to write a review on iTunes for you, comma, Anne. I really would love your positive review on iTunes so others can find this podcast, but okay, how about this example instead? I hope your book launch is a huge success, comma, Deidre. So, comma, friends, comma, that's a quick reminder of when and how to use the comma with direct address. Use it to avoid the unthinkable. You might just save a life. I'm Ann Croker, cheering you on as a writing coach in your ear, everywhere we may meet, at my website, on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, here on this podcast, or even in person. I'm always looking for ideas to share with you that will help you achieve your writing goals and have fun by being more curious, creative, and productive. Thank you for listening.